हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। आई एम सिंपली ओवरवेल्म्ड टू बी हियर। एक्चुअली माता जी कॉल्ड मी इन द आफ्टरनून एंड आई वाज लाइक फीलिंग, होता ना नेकी नेकी और पूछ पूछ। आई वाज कमिंग फ्रॉम आउटसाइड समवेयर। Simply, simply a greatest fortune to be here, actually, honestly speaking. That's why I wanted to speak. That is the reason why I want to speak. First, I'll speak about Vrinda Devi, a few minutes. All of you know that Vrinda Devi was, she was sculpted by Vajranabh, and then she was unmanifest, and then Rupa Goswami, after Radha Govindji, he revealed her. This is only recording. So, and then Radha Govindji and Vrinda Devi stayed in Vrindavan at Yogpeet. And Rupa Goswami stayed with them under the tree and worshipped him a long time. And then later on, Man Singh came from Akbar's side. And Man Singh offered that I will like to do some seva. So Rupa Goswami said that I am a sannyasi mendicant, I don't need any seva. But you can build temple for Govindji. And then temple of Govindji was made, and you know the long story, 7-story temple in Akbar, Aurangzeb didn't like it, and then he demolished 5 of them. And still Radha Govindji, at that time, when Aurangzeb was about to come, the news spread that Aurangzeb is coming to destroy everything. So his main mood was to destroy deities and destroy temple and destroy every dharma on face, actually. So he came and he came to destroy. At that time, all the deities in Vrindavan started moving. And as if you read Bhakti Ratnakar and other scriptures, very long stories are there, how they were moving. And Madhu Pandit Mahashay was there, and so many, Janava Devi was there, so many people were there. And we did drama, spiritual renaissance at one time. In that, Radha Govindji's transfer was depicted. So, all the deities, they transferred first from Vrindavan to Radha Kund. That's why today if you go to Radha Kund, you will see all 7 temples and Banke Bihari temple and every simple temple, everybody is there. So they all resided in Radha Kund for some time, and the temples were made for them. It's a very mysterious to me how much time they spent and how much time temple was. I don't know. Maybe they stayed for some time, then they went and Pratibhimurtis murtis were installed, then temples were made. Logically, it appears like that. Then they moved all of them to Kamivan, except Radha Raman, who was, they say, he was hidden under the bed or something. It was very small. Everybody moved from Vrindavan. So if you go to Kamyavan, you'll find Radha Madan Mohan, Govindji, Gopinathji, everybody is there. And Madan Mohanji's temple was taken over by Pushti Margis. So he became Gokul Chandrama. His name is Gokul Chandrama now. In Kamyavan. And he is giving darshan for 10 minutes, then he sleeps for 3 hours. Then he gives darshan for 3 minutes and again 3 hours he sleeps. Like that. Like you go to Srinathji everywhere, Pushti Margis have baby seva. So baby sleep for a long time and gets up for a few minutes. So when Radha Govindev and Vrinda Devi reached Kamyavan, today it is in a place where in the ancient history, Puranic history, Chaturbhuj Vishnu and Virajya Devi got married. That is the place their singhasan was made. And today, whole temple is the singhasan of that wedding. What you call reception stage or marriage stage. That whole stage where they got married is the whole temple staying today. It has got some measurement, some 55 hands long and something like width. So where we go today to Radha Govind temple, actually it is Chaturbhuj Vishnu Virajya Devi's marriage place, where Radha Govindji came and resided. And time came to move further because all the arrangements were there in Rajasthan, in Jaipur, and the kings had made all the arrangements to receive them and everything. So time came to move Radha Govindji. So that time Vrinda Devi spoke to Govindji and said, "You are the Lord of universe, you are Jagannath. I am only goddess of Vrindavan. So I will stay back. And you go ahead." So Radha Govindji went to Jaipur. The king of Jaipur made a palatial temple for him. It's not temple, it's a city actually. He built a city which has 7 gates from 4 sides, 28 gates, and the bus can go inside like that. Very beautiful temple he made. And Vrindadevi, original Vrindadevi, is still today staying in Kamyavan. I just went 15 days back there.
She's originally
she was there. That may be possible. But the original Vrindadevi is residing there. The murti can be bhanga, but she is the original one. Her now she is staying there only for all the time, for 400 years past. And Vrindakund is a place where she operates from. That is her office. Yes, that is the organizing. Yeah. As I said in the morning, there are not one branch, there are hundreds of branches. Because Vrindadevi has stores for all the Leela. She is a Leela Shakti potency of Krishna. So Leela Shakti means the Leela organizing potency also. So in every small nook and corner in Vrindavan, there is a storehouse which has a kitchen, which has dresses, which has grains, food materials, ornaments, all the mascara, whatever is required for organizing a pastime is there in every place. So it's not that she has to go from place to fetch the material and then organize Leela in another place. All these things are everywhere. But the central communications are at Vrindakund, where the parrots come and give information and they process the information and sit with Lalita Vishakha and they give guidance and then the pastimes are organized. So anyway, morning I described in detail how they organize. But in Vrindakund there is a place called Guptakund. So it is like the ultimate guide, ultimate force or what do you call, inspiring force from within is Krishna and Radha. What is their desire today? To meet. And accordingly it is revealed to Lalita Vishakha and to Vrindadevi through Lalita Vishakha also and through spiritually from Krishna Radha. And then the whole organization takes place. So at some times they desire to meet in seclusion, where nobody is there except two of them. Maybe they are decorated nicely by all the sakhis and everything, and then they are left. And then they meet under the auspicious guidance of Vrindadevi. She also brings them there and leaves from that place. And then they perform their pastimes on their own. So Guptakund is a very intense place. What happens in Guptakund, nobody knows except Radha and Krishna. So we have to still contemplate and meditate about the deep purposes of Vrindadevi in coming over here. Time will reveal the secret behind her coming over here. But for time being, it is for sure that Vrindadevi is showering her special mercy on Janma Devi Mataji. That is for sure. Because the spiritual life is... Of course, one part is sadhana, that we have regulations and we have efforts and we have sometimes troubles and sometimes so many difficulties. That is on one level. But another level, spiritual life goes on as per the desire of the Lord. Spiritual life is simply the Leela of the Lord, actually. To the degree we are surrendered to the will of the Lord and Guru, to that degree, spiritual life becomes part of Krishna's Leela. You get my point? All our lives are actually part of Lord's Leela. Provided we accept Guru's order as life and soul, surrender our will to the Lord's will, and fully dedicate our lives in service. To that extent, our life becomes the Leela of the Lord, extension of the Leela of the Lord. So, Vrindadevi's coming here is also her Leela, her confidential Leela. And many things she will reveal in the course of time. What is in her heart for us and what is her plan to glorify Radha and Krishna, that will be revealed in the course of time. In the meantime, because she is a giver of devotion, We sing the song every day. She gives the love for Radha and Krishna. She gives continuous darshan of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. She gives seva to Radha and Krishna. So that is her, apart from organizing all the pastimes of the Lord, that is her also core activity, to give everybody devotion to Radha and Krishna, attachment to Radha and Krishna, asakti to Radha and Krishna, and desire to serve them. That is her main business. Through all these things, she actually gives desire for us to serve Radha and Krishna and to be attached to that as a life and soul. So, I have to also speak about Janva Devi. Because Janva Devi was a personality. How to say? Janva Devi's glories are there in Bhakti Ratnakar. After Nityanand Prabhu departed from this world, till that time she was like taking care of Virbhadra, who's not her son, but taking care of her, him, and doing perfect household duties. But after Nityanand Prabhu left, she started going out. And she became leader of all the Goswamis also, and all the Acharyas also. But what is striking in her personality was, wherever she would go, whoever she would look upon, that person will fall unconscious in love of God. It's amazing, right? Nityanand Prabhu also, when he was in Ekachakra, one time he was sitting on the tree and a big number of children came. Maybe from school or wherever, there was this coming big number of children. And he just glanced upon them. And when he glanced upon them, all the boys just fell down in ecstasy. Then they woke up. And then they danced with Nityanand Prabhu for 90 days. This is just so wonderful actually. 90 days, no hunger, no thirst, no sleep, no pain, no cognizance of what's happening. 90 days they were just dancing with Nityanand Prabhu. And in the end of the dance, they felt it was like few minutes. And they went back home. And she was his wife. So she imparted ultimate Krishna prem to everybody whom she saw. Just saw. And everybody just, all the fallen people, debauchees, everybody, whomever she saw, they all became great devotees of the Lord. Filled with love and ecstatic symptoms manifested in their body. And also when she came to Vrindavan, there's a very beautiful description about her stay in Vrindavan. She went to each and every temple of every Goswami and cooked big, big feasts for all the deities. She stitched dresses for all the deities. She went one by one. She actually stayed in Gopinath and went to Madan Mohanji, and then few days she served devotees there, made jewelries, made dresses and cooked feast after feast after feast and served the devotees. Then she went to Govindji, then she went to Gopinathji, then she went to Radharamanji, then she went to Gokulananda. Every temple she went. And she was there when I think Govindji was being transferred, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Madhu Pandit offered garland and she was there. She also went to Akrur Ghat. And Akrur Ghat, she had meeting with all the Goswamis, including Loknath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, who came before the six Goswamis to Vrindavan. And all of the Goswamis, Madhu Pandit Mahashaya, everybody was there and she discussed, but she missed Raghunath Das Goswami. She felt the absence because what information she got when she inquired, that Raghunath Das Goswami is eating, sipping one palmful of buttermilk every 2 days. So he is offering 2,000 dandavats and chanting 2 lakhs of names every day. And he is very weak, so he cannot move. So she decided to go there. And when she went there to Radhakund, Raghunatha Goswami was chanting and offered flat pranams to her, and she also offered pranams to her, and both were trembling in ecstasy, shedding tears of love. And then Das Goswami was actually narrating Gaur Leela, because that was one who was told to him that to prevent his suicide, it was told to him that why you suicide, you just narrate all the Gauranga's pastime which you saw in the later half of the life. So he stayed back and every day, 3 to 4 hours, he was reciting the Gaur Leela. So she attended with tears in love and ecstasy, trembling, she would attending the Gaur Leela narrations of Raghunandas Goswami. And she stayed at Radhakund in a very beautiful place called Janma Baitak. And she had a private steps going in Radhakund where she would take bath every day. It's just renovated of late. And then Janma Devi from there went to Keturi Gram. And in Keturi Gram, Narottam Das Thakur organized a big, big Gaur Purnima for the first time. And that time Gaurang Mahaprabhu had left, I think. Nityananda Prabhu also had left. Both of them had left this world. And in Srikhanda they performed Gaur Purnima, and then Janma Devi again cooked a big, big feast. For full festival she cooked the feast. And then after everything was done, offering was done, who sang the kirtan? Narottam Das Thakur only sang the kirtan. And then the kirtan went in such a crescendo, all the great souls, Narayana Chakravarti, all the great second line devotees were there, and they were dancing in ecstasy, and suddenly Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the kirtan. And they also danced like anything. Everybody saw them. Although everybody knew they had left, but everybody saw them dancing. And Narottam Das was in total ecstasy. In response to his devotion, they appeared. And Janma Devi was the very much senior most person present in that famous Gaur Purnima festival in Keturi Gram. Is it Keturi Gram or not in Srikhanda? Srikhanda was different. Different. So both places she was there. So I thought I must speak about Janma Devi also. And you can draw your own conclusions in your own minds. Whatever you feel appropriate. Because I would want to embarrass Janma Mataji now anymore. Because spiritual life is His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj had come to hospital one time. Many times he had come, but one time he was there, and early morning, 6 o'clock, we were chanting with him in the ward room. And he suddenly asked me, "Vishwarup, do you love Vrindavan?" I said, "Yes, Maharaj." "Then your life will not be easy." Thoroughly blessed me. So whoever loves Vrindavan, their life is not going to be easy. Because they love Vrindavan, that means Krishna will take them back to Godhead. And then to take them back to Godhead, he has to prepare them. So, so those who are very sincere and very dedicated and very committed, surrender to the will of the Lord and accept everything which is generally not very pleasurable in for us, whatever happens in the material world for our purification. But when that happens, when the devotee is grateful and thankful, and of course it may be tolerating in the beginning, and later on it is acceptance, and then gratitude will follow. Like Kunti Devi also said, na, ke, let the calamities come again and again. But a very significant point to note, when she said that? Afterwards. Very significant point, very hopeful point for us, by the way. I mean, if I were to say thank you on the middle of the misery, it's very difficult. But if she went through, and then at one opportune time, maybe processing everything, she very thoughtfully said, let it come again and again. So we are also allowed to first maybe suffer and in pain, and then tolerate it, and maybe, and later on we reconcile, reprocess the whole thing, meditate over it deeply, manthan, and then we come to conclusion, thank you very much, it's for my good, I accept it. And this whole process is a internal process. It is not something which is, you know, which you talk about constantly, or you speak about, or you broadcast about. It's only internal cooking this goes on. And it like, it molds and remolds, and you know, it reorganizes itself. And you know, when things, like you cook something and you settle it down and it put in the fridge, it is again remold and reorganizes. Things get really reformed many times. And spiritual life is like that. Reformation, remolding again and again. What is the remolding for? To make it convenient to Krishna, make it favorable to Krishna's will and desire. The devotees are molding themselves from within, so that Krishna's will can be accommodated happily and satisfactorily and gratefully. So, but when we do that, in the end it's a great happy process. When you do all these things, in the end it becomes very blissful process. And then in that blissful situation, the blessings of the Lord appear. And they further nourish us, give us strength to accept further more than before. But actually, we all should be prepared for that. Because if you don't accept that, then Krishna is stuck somewhere in between. He wants to do many things, but he may not be able to do it because we are not ready for it. So that's why we should pray to Vrinda Devi to... Because she is a giver of devotion, and to get that devotion, you should be ready for all these steps. Is that right? So she is ready to give devotion. She is always ready to give. All that we sing in the bhajan. Darshan of Krishna continuously, dham vas and seva, nijadasi, Radha Govind prem, everything she is ready to give. But we have to be ready for that. We just cannot sing every day and just say, okay, then difficulties and why me only? That we do, then mercy is coming, but the mercy goes back also. Like the parcel comes and you are not at home, then parcel goes back. Like that, mercy also goes back. So, this life is actually meant for saying yes to everything that Lord does. With great difficulty you can say yes, with little difficulty you can say, with happily you can say, or with bliss you can say. That is your choice. But keep saying yes. Because when you say yes, Lord Krishna gets a full ground to perform his leela the way he wants to perform. And when he performs that leela with us, his ultimate fortune that we have, ultimate greatest fortune, is for our benefit only. He is doing it for us only, and it's for our benefit only. So, she has gone through a lot of things in life and reconciled, remolded and reformed, and my heart is beating with intense prayers for you. Very intensely my heart is beating. Yesterday was coming from Mumbai. I was only remembering her. Because one time she told me in Pune, you come to my home. And I came so many times to Pune after that, but I never got chance to come. But this time I was thinking, I must go to her house. And I was contemplating, and then I was received by some devotees. The first thing I asked them, where is Janma Mataji? Where is she staying? So he said, I don't know. Punja Vihari temple. So I don't know. So I said, I'll ask in temple. And then the temple also I didn't know, but then suddenly I got to know today is Vrinda Devi's installation. Like it was like, wow. And then I heard Vrinda Devi is going to her house. So everything is planned by the Lord. The thought that I got in my mind also is planned by the Lord. It's not something, of the blue.
Every time I come to know you have come, I say I have to invite him home. And those particular days I am busy trying, and didn't get a chance to invite him.
But everything has perfect murta. Nothing to feel bad about. Everything has a perfect murta for everything. So, what other best day I could have come here than this day? When Vrinda Devi is gracing your house, such blessings. Anyway, that place was Vrindakund anyway, so...
Maharaj came there in August last year. It is the most beautiful place.
Yeah.
And the parikrama with the sea, and he was very happy. He was sitting here for a long time.
So, please accept my heartfelt prayers for you and my best wishes. Because as you spend more and more years, the tests become more intense and the time becomes more intense, because when you cross SSC exam is X difficult, when you go to 12th exam is X plus Y, and then you go to professional college, and then you post graduation, and then you go further graduation and further graduation, and then you start practicing, and then you, so nothing is easier than before, everything is harder than before. So I'm not scaring you. But if you have accepted Krishna consciousness as your life, not part of your life, as your life, then better be prepared for all these things. Why to run away from the battle? We accepted the battle, we wore the armor and we took the weapons and we went to the battlefield, and why should we act like Uttar? Uttar was running away from the battle only. Then Arjuna lifted him and said, you sit in front, I will fight the battle. So why to do that? We have accepted. We may not know what we are getting into at that time when we got into. But now we are in it. And like Tanaji Malusare, you know, cut that rope from the mountain when all the Mawlas were running because they were overpowered by the Mughals. So he went behind and he just cut that rope only with which they had climbed the mountain. And he told them, now do or die. I have cut the rope. So then they fought and they won the war. So what is the secret that he cut the rope? Now they said, now why to die? We will win. So then they fought and they won. If the rope was there, they would have ran away from there. Definitely would have lost, definitely. So like that, we are already in now. And consider that rope is cut. To go behind. Go back again. And then you will win by the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.